Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Spezio. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Bonson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Stan Bonson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ron Lolick. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Tidrow. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Tidrow. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt strikes out. Two outs. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nettles moves to second. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nettles. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Spezio applying the tag. Johnson moves to second. One out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado strikes out. Two outs. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell bunts towards the mound. Bonson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 1 in the game. Lolick hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Tidrow, and towards Leon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Nettles reaches second base with a double. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nettles scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fosse. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Fosse steals second. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow is 0 for 1 in the game. Tid Roe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Bonson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0 for 1 in the game. Spezio takes first base on ball 4. Reichardt moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Reichardt moves to third. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 2 in the game. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Little pinch hits for Stan Bonson. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rich Gossage now pitching. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 2 in the game. Lolick strikes out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Nettles hits a line drive towards first. Allen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allen strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Spezio hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Denny Riddleberger now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Riddleberger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvarado hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fosse hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Fosse reaches second base with a double. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. Leon strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Denny Riddleberger. Rich Morales now playing shortstop. Terry Forster now pitching. Roy Foster pinch hits for Tommy MC. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-3 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brohmer takes first base on ball 4. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-3 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-3 in the game. Lolick strikes out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Nettles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into right field. Lolick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichard is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Reichard hits a line drive towards short. Leon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Spezio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fosse hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reichard. Fosse reaches second base with a double. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-3 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Moses pinch hits for Phil Hennigan. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.